20, 10 to 18. 请大家打圣经，我们看约翰福音20章第10到第18节。我们只是读第10到第18节。约翰福音20章第10到第18节。John chapter 20, verses 10 to 18.Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb, crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this,She turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize that it was Jesus. Woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking it was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic,Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he had said these things to her. 于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：妇人，你为什么哭？他说：因为有人把我的主拿了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看见的，就对他说：先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说：玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：拉波尼。拉波尼就是夫子的意思。耶稣说：不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见你们的，见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说：我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。活大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说：我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。今日咧，我哋有咧系我哋嘅英文牧师刘志文牧师咧，我哋正读；有咧系刘俊贤传道咧，系我哋传译。Today we have Father Sermon to do the preaching, and we have Ian now to do the interpretation.
Good morning. In some church traditions, on Easter Sunday, the pastor would at the beginning of the service say, He is risen.And the congregation would reply, He is risen indeed. And this morning, I would like us to do that.
在那些某些教会的传统里面呢，在复活节的主日，牧师会说，主已经复活了，跟着会众就一起回应，就说，主真的复活了。那我们今天就一起做这件事了。
So here we go. He is risen.
他已经复活了。
He is risen.
He is risen!
Amen! You know, I hope this morning that you are encouraged by these phrases, because if there's any day worth rejoicing, today would be this day, because we celebrate the resurrected Christ.
今天我希望你们得到鼓励，因为如果有任何一个日子是值得我们庆祝，值得我们欢喜的时候，就是今天，因为我们庆祝我们的复活主。
Today we celebrate that Jesus' prophecies that were spoken by about him many years before and were spoken by him came true. Jesus kept his word. God kept his promise. It is a good day.
今天我们庆祝主耶稣他预言去应验，亦都讲到主耶稣他信守他的承诺，神信守他的承诺。今天真是一个好日子啊！
And because of this promise kept, we had the privilege this morning to witness the end of an old life and the beginning of a new one in Jesus as new believers took their first steps of obedience in following Jesus through the waters of baptism.
正因为这个承诺，我们有这样的权利去见证一个旧的生命的过去，亦都是在主里面新生命的诞生。 正如我们新的信徒一起去顺服主耶稣，透过水礼。
And in taking these steps of obedience through waters of baptism, Paul taught us in Romans chapter 6, verse 4 through 6, that we were therefore buried in him, with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in this death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
正如保罗在罗马书的6章4至6节里面关于水礼的教导一样，所以我们藉着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。 原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再作罪的奴仆。
You know, I'm sure most of us here in witnessing the baptism ceremony are reminded of when we left our old lives and began a new life in Christ also. And we have this transformation that the hymnal Amazing Grace captures so well. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. And how precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
我相信我们当中大部分的人一起见证这个水礼的时候，我们都记得。 当我们怎样去摆低我们旧有的人生，我们在基督里面重生的时候一样，正如其以恩典这首诗歌里面讲到这个生命转化的过程讲得好好，就是说前我失丧，今被寻回，瞎眼今得看见，后大恩典使我敬畏，使我心得安慰，初信之时即蒙恩惠，真是何等宝贵。
Today we celebrate a new beginning, a new life, because the promise was kept. In Christ alone, we are able to be filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, as the Apostle Peter wrote about in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. There's peace within us, as the psalmist wrote in Psalm 122, verse 8, and that while our heart may fail, our health may fail, and our spirits grow weak, God remains the strength of our hearts, for he is our strength and our portion forever, as written in Psalm chapter
73:26。我们庆祝这个新的开始，一个新的生命，因为神信守他的承诺。唯有在主耶稣里面，我们有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，亦都有好像在诗篇122:8节里面讲到的那个平安在我们里面，亦都有。 虽然我们肉体和我们的心肠虽残，但是神是我们的力量，是我们的福分，正如诗篇73:26所讲的。That
should give us hope and rejoicing today. Amen?
这个应该给我们有一个希望，给我们有一个庆祝快乐的原因。阿们。For
most of us here today, we know what it is to experience endings and beginnings in our lives. We know what it is to end one life in our homes of origin and begin a new life here in Canada. We know what it is to experience the end of life of a loved one in the joy at the beginning of new birth. We know what it is to experience endings and beginnings in our relationships, in our careers. It's a mixture of sadness as well as hopeful anticipation as we look forward to a new life, move forward with life.
我哋知道點樣去喺生命一部分，我哋結束，然後又重新有一個重頭開始。我哋知道點樣去離開我哋原本嘅家庭，我哋去搬到去加拿大，有一個新嘅生活。我哋知道可能係我哋一個所愛嘅人，佢嘅生命嘅完結，亦都有新生命嘅誕生嘅嗰個喜樂。我哋好多經歷一啲結局，一啲經歷一個重新嘅開始，喺我哋關係上面，喺我哋事業上面，有唔開心，但係亦都有盼望，有期待。當我哋繼續向前喺人生向前去邁進嘅時候
，But what if we experience an ending without the hope of a beginning in sight? Now I believe we are all familiar with troubles in our lives that make our minds fragmented, that make us feel alone, that keep us up at night. And we may carry these burdens and worries deep in our heart that rob and steal from us the experience of the rich and satisfying life that Jesus promised in John chapter 10, verse 10.
如果我哋經歷嘅係一個冇希望、冇一個新開始喺前面俾我哋期待嘅幾個結局，咁點算咧？我諗我哋好多人都可能會試過有好多嘅麻煩，或者好多嘅生命裡面有啲叫我哋好苦惱嘅事，叫我哋好孤單嘅事，叫我哋夜晚瞓唔著覺，又或者係有好多嘢叫我哋孭住好多嘅重擔、好多嘅憂慮，我哋叫我哋心裡面 冇咗耶穌基督喺約翰福音十章十節裡面所應許我哋嘅嗰個豐盛嘅叫我哋滿足嘅生命。
For the disciples, the death on Jesus on the cross was such an end. In their minds, it was an end that didn't even have the hint of the possibility of a hopeful beginning. And so what we find in John chapter 20 are disciples who are discouraged, disappointed, lost, fearful, skeptical, doubtful. This even after Jesus himself had warned them in John chapter 16 that they would weep and mourn while the world rejoices. So he said, you will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy.
对于门徒来讲，耶稣在十字架上面的死就只是一个这样的结局。在他们的心里面，他们完全不可以想象到有任何一个有希望的重新开始。 我哋喺約翰福音二十章裏面見到嘅係灰心氣餒嘅、失望嘅、迷失嘅、恐懼嘅、懷疑不信嘅門徒。就算係耶穌基督自己喺約翰福音十六章裏面都有警告佢哋話：你哋將要痛哭哀號，世人都要喜樂；你哋將要憂愁，然而你哋嘅憂愁要變為喜樂。
These words will become truth in the life of Mary Magdalene in a powerful way. And it's to this story that we now turn our attention to.
但耶稣这个说话就在抹大拉的玛利亚生命里面成真了。我们现在就去看他的故事。Now
to put this in context, in John chapter 20 verse 1 through 9, we're informed that on the morning after the Sabbath, so on the Sunday, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to Jesus' tomb only to discover that the stone had been removed. Shocked by this discovery, she runs to disciples Peter and John to tell them what she has found.
在約翰福音20章1到9節，那裡說在安息日之後的早上，那時都還未天光，抹大拉的瑪利亞就去到耶穌的墳前面，但竟然發現了石頭被人拿開了。
Upon hearing the news, they run to the tomb and discover the remains of Jesus' burial cloth. Each would come to a different conclusion, one unsure of what to do with what he is seeing, while the other is convicted to believe. Peter is confused as to why grave robbers would take the body but leave the clothing behind, while John realized that Jesus had risen from the dead and had gone through, passed through the grave clothes.
兩位門徒就跑去個耶穌嘅墳前，發現咗耶穌嘅裹屍布。佢哋兩個有唔同嘅結論，一個唔知點算，睇見咁嘅情況；另外一個就深信不疑，彼得佢好迷茫，就喺度諗點解啲盜墓者要偷走耶穌嘅身體，但係留低啲衫，留低塊布喺度。但係約翰就明白到，因為耶穌已經復活，從死人當中復活，穿過咗呢啲嘅裹屍布。
The author of the Gospel also notes, if you read in the scriptures, that both still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead, because he wanted to ensure that the readers knew, the first readers knew, that their belief in the resurrection was from a first-hand experience that was later confirmed in Scripture, rather than the belief that was
preconceived. 佢哋都係唔明白聖經，講到耶穌必須從死裏面復活，因為佢要肯定佢啲讀者知道佢哋對於呢個復活嘅信係一個親身經歷嘅，然後之後由聖經去再次肯定，而唔係一個之前已經諗定出嚟嘅一個信念。
And so in verses 10 through 14, we learn that Peter and John went home, but Mary stayed behind to grieve. As one commentary explains, life had lost all its meaning for her when Jesus died, because she had lost the object of her gratitude and affection.
在10到14節裏面，我哋知道彼得同埋約翰翻咗屋企，但係瑪利亞留咗喺度繼續去哀悼，正如一個。 一個解經者咁樣講，就話對於瑪利亞嚟講，人生已經冇曬意義，因為當耶穌死嘅時候，佢失去咗佢感恩、佢愛嘅對象。
So in her grief, she looked into the tomb and saw two angels, but she was too distraught to realize who she was talking to. They asked her why she is crying, and her answer is because the body of her master is missing, and she didn't know where they had taken him.
所以佢喺度哀悼嘅時候，佢睇墳墓裏面見到兩個天使，但係佢太過傷心，唔知道佢同緊邊個講嘢。佢哋問佢點解佢喺度喊，佢嘅答案係因為佢主嘅身體唔見咗，佢唔知道俾人攞咗去邊度。If
we can put ourselves in Mary's shoes for a moment, we will understand her grief and her frustration, because she wants so much to perform her last act of devotion, which was to clean the body and prepare it to be stored away. But now she feels that she's been robbed of this rite, and that is why she is agitated to find that the tomb had been desecrated, and she can't understand why these men just don't get it.
如果我们可以设身处地去想象玛利亚所经历的，我们就明白她的伤心，她的挫折，因为 佢好想好想為耶穌做最後一樣嘅嘢，就係去清潔佢嘅身體，去好好預備佢嘅身體。但係佢而家覺得好似俾人剝奪咗呢一個權利一樣，所以佢好激動。佢見到呢個墳墓咁嘅樣嘅時候，佢唔明白點解呢兩個人唔明白佢。She
turns around to exit the tomb and encounters Jesus, but she doesn't recognize him. In all probability, she was just trying to get out of there, but there's another person in her way, and he too wants to know what she's crying about.
佢另一轉頭想離開呢個墳墓嘅時候，就遇見耶穌，但係佢唔認得佢。佢好可能只係想快啲走，但係又有另一個人喺度阻住佢，連佢都喺度問點解佢喺度喊得咁傷心。
And so you can hear the pleading in her voice in verse 15. If you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. As if to say, please, sir, if you have moved the body, just tell me where it is, and I won't be angry or upset. I just want to know where the body is so that I can get on with my life.
我哋喺十五節裏面可以聽得出佢嗰個嘅懇求，就係話：先生，如果你把佢移咗去，請話俾我聽，你將佢擺喺邊度，我去攞，我去攞取翻佢，攞翻佢。就好似喺度講話，求下你啊！如果你搬走咗佢嘅身體，你話俾我聽，我唔會嬲，我唔會唔開心嘅。我淨係想知佢嘅身體而家喺邊度，所以我等我可以繼續我嘅人生。
At this, the great reveal happens. Jesus reveals himself, and she's utterly overwhelmed because she recognizes his voice, reminding us of John chapter 10 verse 4 when Jesus said that his sheep know his voice. And she exclaims, "My teacher," a term of respect and endearment.
就喺呢个时候，耶稣向佢显现呢个好大嘅一个显现，而玛利亚就非常之咁激动，因为佢认得耶稣嘅声音啊。约翰福音十章四节里面讲到话，佢嘅羊会认得佢嘅声音，咁佢就喺度开心咁样话：啊，我夫子拉波尼就系夫子嘅意思，系一个尊重同埋一个好亲嘅一个称呼。
She can't hold back any longer. She reaches out to touch him, but Jesus says, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
佢唔能够再抑制自己啦。佢即刻就伸只手出嚟，想要去捉摸耶稣，但系耶稣就话。不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。
You know, admittedly, this is a very strange response to Mary's act of adoration. But Bible scholars explain that it's not that Jesus was untouchable, nor was it a spiteful response to Mary's fear of losing him again. Rather, in effect, Jesus was saying This physical contact is not my real presence for the church. A new relationship will begin with my ascension and the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church.
坦白讲，这个是一个非常之奇怪的反应。对于玛利亚，似乎对神表现出的一个爱慕，但是圣经学者这样解释，不是说因为耶稣不掂得，也不是说因为哎呀，玛利亚，你做乜又惊住会失去咗佢啊？而系耶稣喺度讲紧呢个肉身上面嘅接触，这个唔系我真正嘅呢个唔系真真正正我喺度与你哋同在，而系有一个新嘅关系会建立，就喺我升天喺圣灵赐下嚟俾教会嘅时候。
Jesus is reminding Mary, as he is reminding us today, of his words in John chapter 16, verse 7 through 11. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. And in regard to sin, because men do not believe in me.In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. Jesus also said in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
耶稣正在提醒玛利亚，就好像他提醒今日嘅我哋一样，就系喺约翰福音十六章七到十一节，佢咁样话：然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因为他们不信我；为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我；为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。耶稣亦都喺约翰福音十六章三十三节里面讲：我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经战胜了世界。
We like happy ending, happy endings, don't we? We read books as children, watch TV shows and movies, listen to songs that tell us stories of good intentions gone wrong, relationships that are broken, problems that seem impossible to solve. But at the very end of the book, or the TV show, or the movie, or the song, the result is a happy ending.
我哋細個嘅時候睇啲書啦，或者係我哋睇電視啦、睇戲啦、聽歌啦，裏邊好多嘅故事都係話，哎呀，可能有人好心做壞事，可能有啲關係破裂咗，可能有啲問題好似冇可能解決到嘅，但係去到最後，個書或者電視或者電影或者歌嘅最後結局，總係一個大團圓嘅結局。
I believe we like happy endings because it gives us hope that good things still happen in this world. That we want to see the guy get the girl. We want that detective to find the evidence that solves the impossible crime. We want to see the underdog become the victor. And we want to see that needy family get a home.
我哋可以相信啊，呢个世界上仲会有好嘢会发生嘅。我哋想见到啊，嗰个男仔追到个女仔啦。我哋想见到个侦探揾到个证据去解决呢个凶案啦。我哋想见到一个俾人欺压、俾人虾嘅嗰个会成为一个胜利者。我哋想见到一啲有需要嘅屋企，佢哋得到一个家。
But then we say, it's just a story. Happy endings don't really happen in real life. It's just a fairy tale, and it's foolishness to believe in fairy tales.
但跟住我哋就讲，讲故仔嚟嘅啫。啲大团圆结局喺真实人生里面边会发生噶？只不过系一啲神话传说，一啲系。
But as the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 to 25, he said, "For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom and the, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than men's strength."
正如使徒保罗对哥林多教会喺 哥林多前书1:21-25，里边咁样讲：世人凭自己嘅智慧，岂不认识神？神就乐意用人所当作愚拙嘅道理，拯救那些信嘅人。这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧。我们却是全钉十字架嘅基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人。
It would seem odd and foolishness to the first readers, as well as to some of us today, that a woman would see the angels first, to see Jesus risen, to be the first to see him alive, and to be the proclaimer of the good news.
最初嘅读者，又或者可能甚至系对于我哋今日嚟讲，点解要会揾一个女人去见到天使，去见到耶稣复活，去作为第一个去见证佢真系活着，去作为传佢福音嘅第一个人呢？可能我哋觉得好奇怪，好系一件好愚拙嘅事。As
Luke records, when Mary came to the disciples, they did not believe her either. Because her words seemed to them like nonsense in Luke chapter 24, verse 11. This lack of trust was because women in Jesus' day were treated as non-humans and really had no say in government or religious affairs. It probably didn't help either that she had a less than stellar background after being accused of being a prostitute and an adulterer.
他们不相信他，因为女人在耶稣的时代不被当为是人一样的，他们在很多政府或者是宗教事务上，他们都没法言权，可能特别是玛利亚，她本身自己的背景都没什么更加是可取的，尤其是被人指控她是一个犯奸人，是妓女。
Well, as scripture reminds us today, that God uses the foolish to shame the wise. And so we rejoice with her, that in her time of grief, that when her friends did not believe her, that as our hearts go out to her, that her happy ending was that Jesus was not dead, but very much alive.
正如圣经讲到，神就乐意用愚拙的道理去叫有智慧的人羞愧。我们就一同的喜乐，因为就在玛利亚她这个哀伤的时候，在她的朋友不相信她的时候，就等我们的心跟她一样，我们跟她一样有这个大团圆的结局，知道耶稣不是死了，她非常之活生生。
Jesus' resurrection changed her futile tears into active effort. The mourner became the missionary as Jesus commissioned her to go to his disciples with the message that he had risen. And in that moment, she found the power to overcome. She was able to experience a new beginning because the promise was kept.
Yes, so 将他无用的眼泪转为主动的行动，这个哀悼的人变成耶稣基督的一个宣教者。耶稣差他去向他的门徒讲一个就是主耶稣复活的信息。就在这个时候，他找到得胜的力量。在这个时候，他就可以经历到一个新的开始。
Now, my objective this morning was to encourage us to rejoice that God is with us right here, right now, through His Holy Spirit, ministering to your hearts, your hurts, your dreams, because the promise was kept.
我今天的目的，今早就希望在这里鼓励大家，我们一起可以欢喜快乐，因为神和我们一起就在这里，就在这个时刻。 透过他的圣灵，去在你的心里动工，你们的伤痛，你们的希望，因为神信守了他的承诺。Because
the promise was kept. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. We have, amen, did I hear an amen back there? That's right. We can face tomorrow. We have the courage, the confidence and the peace to face troubles that come and steal the joy from our lives. But our challenge today is to keep the relationship alive, to be alive so that the world who does not recognize Jesus just by reading about Him will recognize Him and believe in Him. Because when they see someone like you and I who have experienced Him firsthand, do you think they will believe?
正因为神信守祂的承诺，我们知道 主耶稣已经复活，我们可以面对明天，我们有勇气，我们有信心，我们有平安，面对一切的困难，一切要偷走我们心里面这份喜乐的所有的困难。我们最大的挑战就是去继续保持，继续去维系这个关系，以至于这个世界不是因为他们不认识耶稣，是因为 他们纯粹是读圣经看过关于有关于他的事迹，而是他们可以认得耶稣，可以去相信，因为他们见到我们见到有人是亲身经历过他。
So, am I done? Oh, okay. Sure. Didn't sound like he was done.
Yeah.
So, in conclusion, live rejoiceful lives today. Today, go out and just proclaim Jesus because of the joy that you have found in Him. That Mavis found in Him today. The other baptismal family members found today. Christ's disciples, you and I, us, we recognize the risen Christ. And we proclaim Him boldly because the promise was kept. The end was just the beginning.
在总结的时候，请我们一起都愿意去过一个喜乐的生命，因为我们认得复活的主，正如 Mavis 他认得复活的主，正如其他受浸的人一样，我们一起都认得我们复活的主，我们可以去宣扬，我们可以勇敢去宣扬他，因为神信守了他的承诺。
Will you bow with me as I lead us in the word of prayer? Father God, we are just so amazed today. Father God, we have life and life abundantly because your Son lives today. And we believe in this hope and the promise that was kept. And so, Father God, as we rejoice, I pray, Lord, that we would be able to live this joy just in front of everyone that we know. Lord, that so much so that they will want to know who we are. They want to know what's so different about our lives. Why is it that in times of trouble, we still have hope and peace? So, Father God, I pray today that as we leave here this morning, and Father, this Easter Sunday, that we take this promise with us. And we go out and we share this promise that was kept. In Jesus' most holy and precious name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Sermon. Thank you, Pastor Ian. 多谢两位。